Almost everybody knows Pinocchio. The book is considered the most translated Italian book, and those who haven't read the book are likely familiar with the super popular Disney adaptation. But, dark as the Disney version may be, it's got nothing on Carlo Collodi's original novel. It's this novel which lies of Pia's mind for inspiration, or at least it's mostly this novel. This video explores the links between Lies of P and the Adventures of Pinocchio, starting with the characters introduced in the demo, then moving on to those not seen in the demo, and ending somewhere around this shark sub. It also looks at the fun and 5e imagery common to both book and game. There wouldn't be a real Pinocchio video without a discussion of hero's journey themes. Really though, it's all an elaborate excuse to include cutaways to this film you never knew existed, because you've seen the Disney version enough times. This is a dark and breezy guide to the Pinocchio-themed characters of Lies of P. The first words you hear are not spoken by Pinocchio, in fact none of them are. The P of Lies of P is that most classic of video game characters, the silent protagonist who has lost all memory. A plague has consumed the consumerist city of Krat, shoppers are lying dead on the streets, and automatons have turned to violence. Pinocchio's task is to discover more about the mysterious plague, and destroy any deranged puppets that get in his path. This is not the talkative Pinocchio of the novel, always up to no good, nor does he possess a crude wooden form with tiny ears and an extendable nose. The game subverts the character, in terms of his look, personality, and moral code. The hard edges have been smoothed out, the skin is baby smooth and the nose has been carved with delicate proportions. The art director said he wanted P to represent the pure, untarnished, and innocent beauty of having to learn to lie. The designers have made P pretty to look at. He's a great deal more dainty than his literary counterpart. He's slim and pale-skinned, with a boy-band-like mane of hair. In promotional shots, he lies gazing with a fey, faraway look, as if posing for a Renaissance painting. His hands look soft. He's not the sort you'd expect to see wielding a massive sword. In Lies of P, lying does not make the puppet's nose grow. In fact, it's a step in the right direction. Every time he lies, P will gradually become more human. This is a subversion of the book's mechanism whereby every time Pinocchio lies, he transforms for the worse. The game seems less concerned about deforming P's puppet body, and instead more interested in its ability to be altered, as demonstrated in the Legion Arm, a swappable arm that provides the character with a unique special move. Pinocchio has no voice. He is enlivened by the spirit of Sophia, and it is her voice that guides him along the train carriage towards the destination of Hotel Krat, where she can be seen in all her corporeal glory. She represents the character of the Blue Fairy, or the fairy with blue hair. In the novel, she appears first as a ghostly apparition who speaks without moving her lips, in a voice that seemed to come from the other world. She's one of three mentors in the story. The second is the talking cricket. In the novel, Pinocchio kills the cricket with a hammer, after which the cricket shows up on three separate occasions to offer his counsel. In Lies of P, the cricket is a more constant companion. He's housed inside a lantern. He quite literally lights up the hero's path. Now and then he will offer a piece of advice. However, he lacks the warmth and humor of Collodi's cricket. He speaks with a cold and crackly computer voice. He goes by the name of Gemini, pronounced in a similar manner to Disney's Jiminy Cricket. The name works as an on-the-nose pun. However, it is also connected to the theme of lying, for in Western astrology, a Gemini is regarded as having a dual nature, and so prone to dishonest behavior. The first boss in the game is the Parade Master. According to the general director, he takes inspiration from the chapter in which Pinocchio is sold to the circus, which means that he represents the character of the circus ringmaster. This explains the tailcoat and the top hat. It also explains the circus paraphernalia dotted about, the wooden signs and cutouts of creepy clowns and jester-like performers. The parade master's curly mop of hair, coupled with his moustache, could have been modelled after the ringmaster in the 2002 Pinocchio film. His poster advertises the marvellous puppet show. This is reminiscent of a poster in the novel, emblazoned with the words Great Puppet Theatre. Seated in a luxurious salon is Antonia. She's the middle-aged owner of the hotel, and is said to know all of its secrets, although you may have to dust a few bosses before you're privy to them. Her name takes inspiration from the character of Antonio in the novel, an old carpenter and close friend of Geppetto. Antonio makes fun of Geppetto by calling him Polendina. This is because Geppetto wears a wig that matches the same color as Polenta. The puppet receptionist in the hotel shares this name. Unlike Geppetto, he doesn't seem too angry about it. He's one of the few puppets in the demo not to have turned on their master. According to the art director, his design is based on a member of the game's publishing department. He speaks like Jeeves, and people bond with him during his stay.
All puppets must obey their creator's commands.
The mad donkey boss on Alchemist Bridge pays tribute to Pinocchio's donkeyhood in the novel. After having too much unbridled fun in Playland, Pinocchio catches jackass fever and transforms into a donkey. The donkey boss in the game may not be a real donkey, however. After defeating him, you gain his mask as a prize. Why he has chosen that particular guise remains a mystery. The final Pinocchio-themed character seen in the demo is Geppetto. He's the maker of puppets and the father of Pinocchio. Like Sofia and Gemini, he acts as a mentor to P. However, out of the three, he is the most ambiguous and perhaps the least trustworthy. The mad donkey says he's been scheming with the alchemists. He asks P to always be a good boy to him. He requests blind obedience, yet remains tight-lipped about his own affairs. In the book, he has a very bad temper and is said to be a real tyrant with boys. The Geppetto of Lies of P is more reserved and debonair than the book version. He's an altogether cooler class of character, the smooth operator type. In the game, Geppetto has an inventor friend named Lorenzo Vanini. He's the owner of a puppet-making factory. Like Geppetto, he's concerned about resolving the disaster that has befallen Krat. His Italianate name seems to allude to two Pinocchio-related figures. The first is the original author of the book, born Carlo Lorenzini. The second is Roberto Benigni, an Italian actor known not just for his role as Pinocchio in the 2002 film, but also as Geppetto in the 2019 film. Near the end of a gameplay trailer, there was a quick flash of a shark-shaped submarine popping through the surface of the water. This is a reference to the episode in which Pinocchio was swallowed by a giant sea monster. In heroic terms, this stage of the journey is known as the belly of the whale. However, the monster's name in the novel translates more literally to the terrible dogfish or the terrible shark. The episode occurs near the end of the story. It precedes Pinocchio's heroic rescue of his father and his subsequent transformation into a real human boy. A teaser offers a glimpse of Fuoco, a steam-powered automaton with a flaming furnace for a heart. His name fits the bill, for Fuoco is the Italian name for fire. Also, it pays tribute to the character of Mangiafuoco, literally fire-eater in the novel. He's the fearsome director of a puppet theatre, who initially wants to turn Pinocchio into firewood for cooking his lamb dinner. The novel is filled with hellish images of fire. For Pinocchio, the presence of fire indicates a close encounter with death. For example, he accidentally burns his feet off in a brazier. He is almost incinerated in the tree by a pair of assassins, and he narrowly escapes being fried like a fish. Fire accompanies the hero's descent to the underworld, bringing him face to face with his own mortality. But with the crucible over, the hero emerges from the flames a stronger and wiser individual. In Lies of P, the player will encounter death in many guises. On the one hand, there are the classical images of hellfire. On the other, there are the gothic creatures of the night, such as these black rabbits. In the novel, Pinocchio lies near death in the fairy's cottage, after catching a fatal fever. The fairy offers him a medicine, but the puppet refuses to take it, saying he does not fear death. A moment later, in step four ink black rabbits, carrying a small black coffin on their shoulders, meant for the boy puppet. After witnessing this scene, Pinocchio wastes almost no time in taking his medicine.
So be it. This time we've made the trip for nothing. I'm sure we'll have better luck next time.
The rabbits of Lies of P are also there to inspire fear in a hero. They make up the Black Rabbit Brotherhood, a group of blood-curdling assassins who act as persecutors whenever players lie. The puppet's transformation to boyhood will not come easy. These creepy-looking rabbits will make sure of that. Obviously, this is not a straight adaptation of a novel, but a brand new story that uses familiar characters and archetypes to hook the player and guide them through its gothic corridors of mystery. Also, the term Pinocchio meets Bloodborne just works. Through subverting key characters and elements of the novel, Lies of P aims to put its own spin on an age-old classic, and maybe even attract new players to the Souls-like genre. It might just work. I know I'll play it. I mean, as long as it has an easy mode.